episode of Marketing to Niches. Today we're going to be replacing the normal episode of Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing as Chris is out of town this week. However, we do still have Matt Bertram here, the co-host.
What's up?
And Johan.
How's it going?
As well as Jamarcus.
What's going on?
Today's episode, we're going to be discussing sales funnels.
Sales funnels.
And these two guys also just recently got back from 10X. Is that right?
That's right. We're in Miami.
10X up in Miami.
All right. So I'm going to hand the floor over to Matt and, you know, hope everyone enjoys the episode.
Well, guys, I appreciate y'all being here. I know we had a walk-in from the other room to be here today, so it's great to have you.
Nice little
impromptu podcast. But I really haven't heard from you because we've been so busy. I really want to hear how 10X went and kind of what you learned, who you saw, what your thoughts were. I know we upgraded some services with a few clients related to some of the things that you learned related to ClickFunnels. So I want to hear about that. So why don't you, I'll just turn it over to y'all. Y'all just share with me and the audience what y'all did out in Miami when y'all were gone for a week.
Yeah, I mean, so we headed out to the 10X Grant Cardone event with the idea, you know, to listen to the speakers that were going to be out there, not just Grant, but, you know, they had Russell Brunson, they had Ryan Dice, they had Pete Vargas. So it was people that were are you know, big leaders in this industry of marketing, online marketing. So we went out, you know, to learn and, you know, just to network and see what other people are doing, you know, across the country. So it was really the biggest thing that I took out from the conference was seeing how there's still some sort of space, like there's like people don't have a website, like
it's a huge space
that is just people need help as far as marketing. Like they're you know, used to the traditional way of doing marketing, you know, just offline billboards and stuff like that, but as far as like building their brand, I think that's something that is still they need a lot of help. And I mean, with the resource that Matt just built with the Build Your Brand Mania, his book, I think that's going to help a lot of people and fill that gap. I mean, I don't know, Jamarcus, you want to touch into that?
No, I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't know about things about, you know, like ClickFunnels.
Right.
Like making sales funnels online and not necessarily having to rely on the website to bring you and generate sales.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. There was a guy sitting right below us, and the guy was talking about, you know, ClickFunnels introducing everybody to it, and he was just eating it up like it was gold. And I was like, yo, we know all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And he was shaking his head like, why didn't I see this sooner? Like, how did I not know this stuff? Mm-hmm. He was just writing pages of information down, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, mind opening at the same time, because you just realize that, you know, a lot more people out there need marketing help than you think.
Well, what I can tell you is Russell Brunson's really good at selling from the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And there's certain things that you need to do selling from the stage. And I know I got an email and a call from you guys going,
it was perfect.
We got to buy this thing now.
We did.
And I was like, Russell Brunson gives everything away, right? And so I quickly search online, find the deal that he was pitching, send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that he created a lot of urgency, right?
Right.
And that's one of the five principles, I believe, in influence, right?
Right.
So I think he did a really good job of that. There's actually some training that I'm going to this year of how that's laid out. And at the last Action Coach event that I went to, that was something that they laid out. Mm. And what's the guy's name with Success Magazine? What's that guy's name? Gosh. He pitched from the stage so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's certain things like sitting down.
Right.
You need to be sitting down. You need to have maybe a third party person. And then you go through and you highlight all the different things that are that you're going to add in and what the discount is going to be.
Right.
And kind of like today only, or, you know, a book signed with the author. There's different things they throw in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember you called me. I was like, hey, guys, like, let's put the pause button on that.
Well, what I was trying to do was sell you on top of them selling me. So I well, did the whole little email. I did
a whole y'all are definitely hyped up. And, you know, selling has a lot to do with an enthusiasm and the transfer of enthusiasm.
Right. That's what I did.
You know? But what ended up happening for the audience out there, guys and YouTubers and all that, is we ended up upgrading based on a funnel that you guys sold coming back. So y'all came back. We had done a profit plan with the financial guy, and you know, he ended up buying a funnel from us. And I told y'all, hey, if y'all sell that funnel, then y'all get all the toys that Russell Brunson has to offer. So it's kind of fun to see that we still got the upgrade, all the value, all the training. We haven't dug into it yet, but you know, I think that going out there to 10X was really good. Why don't y'all tell us a little bit about the eWeb t-shirts that you were wearing?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we went out there, you know, not just, you know, to learn, but we wanted to brand eWeb out there. So we took out our t-shirts, which you can find at ewebresults.com/swag. And the cool thing, I mean, we had the SEO, internet marketing,
SEO shirt, t-shirt.
Man, everybody, we had everybody like, hey, man, I like your shirt. Where can I find it? And it was just, you know,
billboards.
We were walking billboards, basically. Everybody was coming up to us. We were giving away some flyers in regarding Matt's book and our podcast. So that was really good. Jamarcus, I mean, what do you think? Like, because our idea was like, you know, everybody's going to go suited up. It's a business conference. So we wanted to stand out. So that's why we took the t-shirts. To, you know, not blend in with everybody else. So,
you know, sometimes we had people just gravitate towards us. Yeah. And wanted to see what we was doing. Other times we just kind of just threw the card out there. And like, hey, here you go.
Well, I remember you said one of them, someone walked up to you and they're like, hey, what is eWeb Results? What do they do?
Yeah.
And then your shirt, you had a shirt. You're just like, all this.
SEO.
PC, internet marketing, website design. It was awesome. So yeah, if y'all are listening out there and you like the podcast, we'd ask that you support us. Go out there and check out you know, eWebResults.com/swag. We don't get any money off the t-shirts. It's a pass through to a company that you just direct order and it ships to you. But if you like the t-shirt, we were buying a lot of eWeb. Or we were buying a lot of internet marketing t-shirts. I'm wearing an Instagram t-shirt right now. But I was like, why are we wearing other people's stuff or unbranded stuff? Let's wear our own stuff and, you know, let's promote who we are and what we do. You know? Well, guys, why don't y'all tell the audience a little bit about, you know, sales funnels. Y'all are really the two sales funnel gurus we have. And y'all have seen a lot of success from mini funnels to full out. Building people's brand. I think that a lot of people, we just heard from Alyssa that another deal just came in to build another sales funnel based on kind of the layout in the book of someone wants to become famous online. So tell us a little bit about how we make people famous online and sell info products and other resources out there.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things, I mean, when you hear the word sales funnel, people think are like, man, what is a sales funnel? Like, are you just selling? Like, what is this? So how I like to lay it out to people is basically sales funnel is using all the sources and mediums out there. Like, you know, Facebook, you have AdWords, you have YouTube, you have Instagram, you have Twitter, all these different channels. And then basically you're using all that in combined with high converting landing pages. And then you use email sequences, you use SMS and stuff like that. So when you combine all that, that's how you create something called, that's what we call a sales funnel.
Yeah, it's a three-part system, I like to call it. You know, you have the traffic, you have the landing page itself, and then you have the product or service you're selling at the end that's being sold on the landing page. And so, like Johan was saying, you have the Facebook, you have the Google AdWords, display, native, all those different mediums of where you can buy traffic, or even SEO, where you drive people to your site and then they click a link and it goes to a landing page too. You know, you can do that. And then from the landing page, if the audience is targeted and the copywriting on the landing page, which is very important, speaks to the emotions and the language of the people coming there. You know, it's, you know, it's a really good matchup. Then, you know, you can get people to take action and, you know, do whatever you want them to do on the landing page.
Well, you two guys together are just on fire. Y'all, I mean, y'all are some real firepower. I mean, Johan coming from the background of just crushing with Shopify and e-commerce. You coming from the affiliate marketing world and doing, you know, $250,000, $500,000 a month. I mean, these people coming here that are utilizing our services and consulting are walking away with just like tons of value. I mean, I hear that over and over and over again. You know, y'all have a wealth of experience in combining those two different areas. It's kind of like worlds colliding, you know what I mean? And, you know, we're just really crushing it for clients. Even some of these mini funnels we built, I mean, really out there today, there's no more silver bullets. I mean, AdWords used to be a silver bullet when no one was using it. Then Facebook kind of became a silver bullet. And now there's so much noise out there. You got to hit them everywhere, which way. Text message has replaced emails. Facebook Instant Messenger replaced emails, which replaced direct mail, which kind of just like bell bottoms or whatever. Like everything kind of comes back into vogue. And so we're starting to do a lot of direct mail campaigns associated with it, with automated triggers. We're just really crushing it right now. And if y'all are out there and have an interest in selling an info product or a product online, I know Chris is he's a little, you know, hesitant or shy to talk about it, but he has an additional business that is actually our biggest client here at eWeb, and he's selling like, I don't know, truckloads of a product online that he actually makes and has been making since 92. It's called C60 Olive Oil. You can check it out. Cliff High, he's another big YouTuber out there, started talking about it. We manufacture it for really the entire market. So people buy it from us and sell it, and we're selling. We just came out with a new product called Vital C. And so that's something about longevity in rats. There's no really data in humans. So, but we did create a dosing calculated it, what it'd be a human. But just to give him a quick shout out, we're really, really good at e-commerce. And we're doing it for ourselves. We've had a ton of success there. And we're moving into the affiliate marketing world. That's, you know, one of the reasons we brought Jamarcus on, and we've seen some really great results. So if y'all are out there looking at trying to sell a product or a service, sales funnels are definitely a good way to go.
Absolutely.
I personally believe that your core business strategy should be a really good website that's more like a sales funnel than it is like a digital brochure. Right. But I believe your core marketing should be SEO first, then remarketing, and then adding the paid ads on top of that.
Yeah.
And I know that you can kind of skip the line with the ads, and sometimes to get the SEO going, you need to run the ads first.
Right.
And if you can pay for it, then you kind of taper off the ads and let the SEO take over, because it lasts longer. As soon as you shut off the ads, they're gone. But for certain products and services, if you're trying to generate demand, you got to go get in people's faces, and ads are absolutely the way to do that. And so maybe y'all can give some examples that y'all have done in the past that people can understand what you're doing. I mean, that's what I like to do in my book, is not just talk about what I'm doing for myself, not just talk about the philosophy or the methodology behind it, but actually some case studies out there that it's been successful, so people can look at it, kind of glean from it, and say, hey, I want to do that with my business, or this might be able to be applied to my business as well.
Right. Yeah. So recently, just today I had a call, profit plan with a client up in Portland. Shout out to Catherine. She already had built kind of like a sales funnel, but she was kind of like confused. Like, she didn't know. She hadn't put too much budget yet because she was scared if everything was going to work properly and stuff like that. So she came over to us, and then I guided her, you know, by telling her, hey, you need to structure your sales funnel on the ADA funnel, ADA system, which is awareness, then interest, then desire, decision, and action.
Yeah.
So I was explaining that to her, and then at the end of the call, she was like, "Wow, like why did I not know about this?" Yeah. Like, she was more, because that's the thing, people are, you know, they want to go straight for the conversion, they want to go straight towards the cell, and the thing is, like, you know, that doesn't happen. Why? Because everybody on Facebook, everybody on AdWords is trying to do that. So to stand out, you have to do something different. So you have to start off with a more of a awareness type of offer or campaign.
So yeah, I think that you brought up a really good point, Johan. Like, Facebook's like a networking party,
mm-hmm.
and it's more social. LinkedIn maybe is more business.
Yeah.
But if you're at a social party and someone pulls out their business card and starts handing you business cards, like, you're like, who's that guy? Right? You don't want to be that guy. And really what I talk about in my book is the trusted advisor method of
mm-hmm.
where you want to give something away. Then you want to position your brand in the next ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to wait even till the third ad to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
And we have a client here that's part of a franchise locally that actually owns, what is it, 5, now maybe 7 franchises all throughout Texas. And we build a sequence of steps, which, you know, I guess we can give away the client or not. I don't know. But essentially what we've done for them is, one is, we were trying to get people to raise their hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were running the Facebook ads first to get them to raise their hand. And then after we got them to raise their hand, we built that list. We started sending text messages. We started sending Facebook messages and instant messenger to them. Continue to run Facebook ads to run a video to position their brand
mm-hmm.
as a really, really strong brand in the industry that people would be attracted to, knowing that we're doing remarketing, targeting these people.
Right.
And then the third thing is, we're asking them to come in for a tour, right?
Right.
And I think we got like 123 something
around there,
requests. And then the franchise owners were calling us going, what's going on? And I know that's one example that I've used in the past. Do y'all have any other examples with recent clients that you can share as far as some of the success stories we've had or case studies that we really need to get up on our website because we're just so busy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this one client we're doing e-commerce for. We've basically been working with her since October.
Okay.
And she sells jewelry and different things like that. And so basically started off working on her campaign, just really capitalizing on the volume of the keywords, setting up high click-through rate ads and things of that nature. And the thing about e-commerce is, you can't just, you know, the days where you make a really nice advertising campaign and then you get all the clicks to the site are just over. You have to have like a fully optimized system. So if one little kink is out, you know, is misplaced or something like that, then, you know, the whole thing kind of just messes up. So it goes more than just making a nice campaign. It's about
the customer journey is what
you're
talking about. Yeah.
Yes, the customer journey. Making sure when they get from the ad, what they're looking for on the website is actually there, the first thing they see. And so going from the ad to the product page, making sure the product page is set up nicely to where they have all the information they need to make an informative decision. And then making sure that checkout process is smooth and not complicated and easy to do, all of those things matter.
Yeah, I think that form fill outs are something we're seeing a lot of like how people are collecting people's information.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're going into an automated system where you're sending personalized messages with people's first names,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to break apart the first and the last name. That creates two separate fields, what I mean? And then people that are using a address form where they ask for every individual piece of it in its own, like, that really turns people off and really kills your conversion. I think it's like 70%. Every additional field you add, you kind of,
especially on mobile, you look at it on mobile, that takes too much space. So it's just
So I mean I think that there's a lot of things that people need to look at when you're running these kind of ads. One of the things that I would like for either one of you to speak to is, when you're looking at someone building, like, say, a traditional sales funnel, selling an info product or a product online,
mm-hmm.
upsells and downsells are really super important. Right. You know, there's a lot of people that we follow out there that are really good at this kind of thing. And how do y'all determine, okay, if they don't want to buy this piece of jewelry, would they might want this? Would they might want this coupon? Like, what are y'all thinking about when you're building these campaigns from an upsell, downsell standpoint of what the audience might be able to take away when they're looking at building that? I think you can speak to the financial guy we just brought on of like kind of how we're building that out. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I can speak on it in general. Go ahead.
Come on, speak on it. Yeah, give some people some value.
It's all about congruency, man. The whole funnel is all about congruency. So when you're upselling and when you're downselling, the next product has to make sense in a way that it adds value to the product you already bought. So if somebody comes to your first product, you know, where they go through the sales funnel, they see the product, they make the decision to buy it. The next one should be, hey, and you know, my affiliate site is going to come out a little bit because, you know, that's you get aggressive in the upsells and downsells. That's where you make all the money on the back end. You got it. Some people, when you get the numbers right, they will lose money on the front end because they know that their back end is converting.
Right.
Well, it's not like $47 pop or the $249 pop will covers all the ad spend. Yeah. And like, you know, the little $7, you know, whatever are really just to get people's information so you can hit them later. That's just the tripwire.
That's a tripwire.
You know,
yeah.
So I mean, kind of speak
so
to
So it's
that.
Like, you know, you come in, say the product is I'll just do the health niche because that's where I have the most. So say you have a digital ebook that just shows you how to lose weight. It's $37. You say no. The next thing they'll usually do is say, hey, wait, no, wait a second. Like literally, you're hearing voice. Hey, wait, no, wait a second. We really think this product's valuable. For right now, you can get it for $19. You know, automatic $10. $15 discount. I always say no.
I'll tell you that when I see funnels and they do that, like I cancel out, they discount it. I personally think that you shouldn't be selling based on price. You should be selling based on value. You should be like, hey, it's still, you know, $37, but I'm going to throw in this
bonus
thing. I'm going to throw in this bonus to get the value up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm a firm believer that you should sell based on value and not on price. So I would wrap, because I'm always going to wait for the deal. Like I'm looking at these t-shirts right now, and they keep running these things like month over month, hitting me with emails like 20% off, 25% off, 30% off. So I'm waiting to buy
like
more t-shirts
50%.
At 30% off. Like I ain't buying a shirt until, you know, it's 30% off. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a good way to think about it.
Right.
Like I would be like, hey, we're gonna throw in this.
Well,
or
see, that's
that
part
you know?
Of the initial product. So in the initial one, they say, hey, this is $37, but hey, wait, we're gonna add in this. So we're gonna add in this, and we're gonna add in this.
That's
and all of this totals
that's what
out
Russell
to
Brunson
be,
did to y'all, man.
I know exactly what he did, but I really like the product.
Yeah, I know. You like, I want this.
That's called creating something that's called an irresistible offer.
Yeah.
Like people can't say no to it. They just they can't, and that's how you make people to purchase your product or service.
Yeah, when the value is more than what you're paying, perceived more than what you're paying, that's when.
Yeah. So you know, so if any of you out there, you know, I know we haven't talked about it much on this podcast, but you all know we have a profit plan for $5.99. It's 100% money back guarantee, and we'll apply that against your services if you go monthly with us. I'll throw in a book.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's how you do it.
I'll throw in a book.
Maybe we throw in a shirt too.
I'll sign book and a t-shirt. Yeah. Who knows? Hey, if you call in and request that, we'll throw that in. If you want to get a profit plan, you know, we're happy to talk to you. We do a free 30-minute consult prior to that 30-minute consult. It's about $150 value. Yeah. So a lot of people have gotten really positive feedback from that. If you check out our reviews on any platform, you'll see that. You know, we really try to, you know, help you in your internet marketing journey. We really try to help you do that. And we can go as detailed or as simplistic as you want, but we're just here to help. So, you know, if you have any questions about sales funnels, If you're thinking about going to different conferences, we're showing up at a lot of different conferences. I'm actually going to one next week, so I'll be out, and so we'll be around. So come find us, say hello, you know, sport our shirts if you want to support us, if you like this podcast, and just say what's up on social media, man. We would love to talk to you. And we're moving to a new office like next month. We're gonna have
Matt's been saying that on the last 15
man, I'm telling you, these contractors, it's what the contractors are telling us, but we now have the location, we now have everything built out, we've negotiated a deal for furniture, so we're going to be in there, we're going to be in there next month, man, we're going to be in there next month, we're going to have a big blow-up party, so
yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that stay in contact with me, we'll let you know the details of the event, we'll have a DJ out there, I think, and it'll be a real good you know, a kickoff. We've partnered with a co-working space, a guy that I've known for a couple years. Really, he's making this location, the north location, the flagship location. Mm-hmm. It's a full floor. We're taking over where an oil and gas company left. We got meditation pods because you can't have sleep pods. We have a media room with some gaming equipment in there. Right? We have a full podcast studio, like $10,000 worth of equipment. We got some massive conference rooms, full whiteboard rooms. All the walls are whiteboarded out. You know, we basically set up shop a whole corner of this co-working space.
All that's good. But do we have the ping pong table?
You know, we really don't have the ping pong table, but I'm sure we can work that out. We got smoothies 24/7, coffee 24/7. We got a 100-person training room, so we're going to be doing a lot of in-person trainings. We're going to be building out the info products. All you out there that have been thinking about starting a podcast, that's going to actually be our first product that we're going to put out. We're already going to start hosting Disruption Nation, which is a real estate podcast. And there's about four other clients that have asked us to help them start, launch, and host their podcasts. Mm-hmm. So we're really opening up a whole new branch at eWeb Results. You know, please give us a shout out, all the clients out there. I know y'all are getting like unbelievable value. Please post a review for us. Reach out to us if there's any questions. You can get a hold of us really easily. But hey, free website analysis. If you want to talk to any of us, just check out ewebresults.com. We appreciate your time. Thanks for having us. Is there any final words you want to add about ClickFunnels so people can kind of take away with them some real knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, stay focused on what you guys are doing. Be open to new things. And one thing to keep in mind is, you know, technology and everything is changing, so you have to be flexible. You have to be open to new, you know, strategies. Yeah, stay innovative. Like it's, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, you know, the traditional way is breaking, and you have to, you know,
get online. You got to get online. You know, we actually hired for the first time. It's kind of like Amazon that's starting online, and then they're moving to like, what is it? Whole Foods, right? They're kind of putting. So we've hired actually our first salespeople ever. Okay. So we hired the district manager at web.com mm-hmm. and his top salesperson. And we're starting to hire salespeople mm-hmm. kind of going the other way. So we have most of our clients across the US international.
Yeah.
And we're like looking at going, man, we should have more clients in Houston where our home base. And so we're actually transforming the way we do business as well. But everything is a different medium or channel, and you need to be hitting everything right?
Yeah.
Like if you look at AdWords is just bandit signs, mm-hmm. right? Instant messenger and text message was email. Email was just direct mail.
Yeah.
You know, networking at parties was just Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like everything's just a different medium.
Yeah.
And so you got to think about how you want to attack your business, figure out that process, the customer journey, the onboarding process or your sales cycle. Take that process and put it online. That's all a sales funnel is. Sales funnel is 24/7 lead generating salesperson in your face telling you what they're the best person. They
automated.
They automate. They never eat. They never sleep. they just crush it and work for you, you know? And so figure out what you're doing and what your process and what works. And figure out a way to automate, delegate, or eliminate it,
right.
and get it online. And if you have questions about how to do that, give us a call at eWebResults.com. Like, don't give us a call there, but put that in. I don't know what our new phone numbers are. And also, we have some call tracking on our page, so it always changes. Yeah. But if you search for us, eWebResults.com, you'll find us. Just reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. And thanks for, listening. And if you're working out or you're driving, we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. This podcast is not on YouTube, so sorry, all you YouTubers. We will be setting up all kinds of different channels, so stay tuned.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good one. Take care. Slightly raised up, eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Coolest mountain snow girl, glow girl. Pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free. Gold mine.